Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
All right, so I'm just looking into switching from my Spectrum to Archtop, and I have a question. So I'm looking for the pricing. It was like $69.99 a month. So that was, with auto pay and all that stuff. So my question is there was another option for an extender, Wi-Fi extender. What is that?
I'd be happy to answer your question. So our Wi-Fi extender, essentially what it is a device that connects to the Wi-Fi signal that is provided by your router, which is what is a piece of equipment we do provide as well, and then essentially boosts the signal for different locations within your home. If you have a very if you have a larger than a larger home, typically we do recommend anywhere between one and two extenders between homes between 1,000 and 2,400 square feet. So if you do have a larger home, or if you have like a second floor, you can utilize that Wi-Fi extender to give signal to the locations in those areas.
Okay, so I could run, if I wanted to, I could run more than one TV from it.
That is
Is that
correct.
how it
And
works?
you can connect as many devices as you want to our service so that you don't have to worry about that, and you do not have a data cap. So you also will not have to worry about having any signal or speed slowed based off of how much you use. So if you're just like, oh, I'm gonna decide to watch binge watch, well, let's just say Game of Thrones, just to throw out a TV show. It has eight seasons,
Right.
and you decided, oh, well, I want to watch all of this within a week. Some services may say, well, you've used too much data, so we're gonna slow your speed. So we won't do that with you.
Okay. So that would be good. Now I'm a little bit older, so I'm not familiar with the streaming, other than I am doing it right now with Spectrum. But so what I the thing I would I mean I use a home computer just like anybody else to pay their bills. I don't play games or any of that stuff on it. But the
Understandable.
problem I had when I was streaming the first time was is I'd be watching like a football game and all of a sudden it would just stop. And then you'd have to wait for it to buffer and all that stuff. But that was from Spectrum, and I'm assuming this is different.
So
Would I be
you
correct with that assumption?
So yes, that buffering issue is usually due to a connection speed. Either your service is too slow, or there's some kind of interruption somewhere down the line. With us here at Archtop Fiber, you don't have to worry about that, as we do provide very fast and reliable internet, so that you won't have any kind of interruptions in your connection speeds.
So my very last question is, once again, I'm new to all of this. So if I get you in here, I can just go to a service like Hulu or YouTube TV and basically get the same thing I'm watching on Spectrum, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, you can, and you can actually get that for much cheaper. Instead of, I've heard people tell me that they're paying for just the basic standard package from Spectrum. They're usually paying anywhere between $80 and $120 a month. And with services like YouTube TV or Hulu plus Live TV, which I would recommend that. There's a couple other services you can look into as well if you're looking for like your sports games as well. So there's a couple other packages that do offer them. We don't have all of those available handy, but I can do research for you if you'd like to mull it over and think about it. But there, Hulu plus Live TV or YouTube TV are usually good selections for that one. And those usually run about $75 a month.
That's what. So I just kind of did a little research. So it was $76.99 a month for YouTube TV. You guys were $69.99 without the extension. And that comes up to like $50 cheaper a month than I'm currently paying on Spectrum, which
Hey,
is,
savings is
and
savings,
I
right?
just, yeah, and I just, I literally hate paying my Spectrum bill. It's the only bill I actually hate paying. So I'm probably going to do this, but. And Hulu has SNY. That's kind of what I watch in the summertime. And I guess, okay, so I'm going to do this. Perfect.
All right. So I can help get you
All
set.
right.
I can help get you enrolled in services. So what is your address, sir?
392 Main Street, Saugerties.
One moment, I'm pulling that address up right now.
My neighbor works for you guys, so I think she does the same thing you do.
Who's your neighbor?
Emily?
Oh, I know Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Is this for home?
What's that?
Is this for home
Yeah,
or business?
home. Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
Home.
Awesome. And you're looking specifically at the 1 gig internet service?
Yeah. Yep. And that I don't know the difference, so just I'm assuming that would be fine for my house.
That should be fine. If all you're doing is streaming and a little bit of light computer work, that 1 gigabit will be more than ample enough for everything, and you won't have any degradation.
Okay.
So you are provided one extender free of charge, so you don't have to worry about that. Additional extenders, if you do require them, are $7.99. You can try it with the one extender. If you're seeing that you need to have more, you can always give us a call back, and we'd be happy to get those onto your account. We can just go for none for now.
Okay.
Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
Alrighty. All right. Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your wires, essentially like your electricity? Is it from the pole or underground?
From the pole.
All right. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope.
Fantastic. So I have it for my records. How do you spell your first name?
NICHOLAS
Last name?
STEYER.
You said STEYER?
Correct.
All right. And Nicholas, what is a good email address for you?
Let's see. Nsteyer, or hold on, Nicholas, NICHOLASTEYER @gmail.com.
So NicholasSteyer@gmail.com.
Yep.
And the phone number you're contacting me on, that 845-594-4171, is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. We have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Phone. Phone or text, either one.
All right. So here at our shop, Fiber, we can notify our customers via phone calls and text messages about installation appointments, account-specific updates, and any other kind of details regarding billing or service issues. With text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via your phone. Let me assure you, we're not going to send anything to your phone that you do not already authorize us to do so. Oh, message and data rates may apply. Is this all okay?
Yep.
Fantastic. Just to double check for your email address, I have NICHOLASTEYER. Is that correct?
No, take one of those S's out after it's NICHOLASTEYER.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to double check that. So we're looking at a 1 gigabit home internet connection, and we should be able to get everything good to go. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. This is just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who CA are and see if a minimum deposit is required. Don't worry about this hurting your credit score. It's not a hard pull, it is a soft pull. We're just checking this information. You may bypass this at any time, and if you do so, that you will be required to pay a minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that credit check now?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, give me 1 second while I get everything in. All right, give me a sec as I pull all of this info. All right, Nicholas, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social.
084-50-5262.
All right, that's running right now. Give it 1 moment.
Okay.
And you are a fantastic match, so you're not going to be required to pay anything until your services are installed.
Okay.
And would you like to sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing so that you don't have to worry? One, you don't have to worry about your bill. You'll just get an invoice saying, hey, here's how much you owe us every month. Don't worry about paying it. It's going to automatically come out of your account. Plus, you will get that $10 discount. Do you want to sign up for that today?
Yeah, that would be fine. You know what? I got to run out to Mike. You're going to need a debit card number, right?
Actually, if we're going to give you that $10 discount, we actually need bank routing and account number because that is our ACH payments for that $10 discount. If we're using a credit or debit card, it's only a $5 discount.
Yeah, so I don't have it with me. I'm going to have to go home and get it. Damn it. Can
If
I
you,
call you back?
so what we can do is, so long as you have your automatic payments set up before your installation date, you should be okay. We can set you up right now without
Okay.
having those set up. You may see get a thing saying, "Oh, your bill is going to be $79.99." That's our base price. That $10 discount is what brings it down to that
Right.
$69.99 price. But you can, as long as you do it before your installation date, you won't have to worry, and we'll be able to get you that $10 discount.
Okay, I'll do it today when I go home.
All right,
Okay, that's fine. So yeah, let's continue.
what I'll do right now is I'll just set you up for our paperless billing, so it's one step less you have to do, and you'll be able to get your personal information in on your own time. So I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we continue. So at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service to our fiber network at the street. They may install our drop cable, the cable that does connect the fiber internet prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that. If we are required to lay that fiber cable on the ground, we'll help to fully coordinate for that to be buried within 10 days of placement. You said you have Spectrum. We do ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service is installed with us. Before you call and cancel, go online, do whatever you need to cancel with them. The ONT gateway
Okay.
and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send everything back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment, and it can result in up to $135 per unit charge for each equipment piece not returned before the required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also ask, you, sorry, tongue-tied. You can also access your billing statements and any other account-specific information by logging into your account portal. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account by using the email address provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms and conditions as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay, yep.
Fantastic. So how did you hear about us?
Emily.
Emily, okay.
Emily and Oliver Pulver is one of your installers. I hit him up too.
So I'll let Emily know I signed you up. She'll be super happy.
Okay. Tell Oliver too. Do you see him?
I'll let her know. She should be able to pass that information along. Is there anything we should be aware of about on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything like that?
No, not that I'm aware of. Nope.
All right. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for me today?
Nope. So I need an appointment, right? You're gonna.
We're actually getting to that point right now. So let's see
Oh,
what we have.
okay.
Let's see what we got available, and I'll let you know. Give
It's
it one.
so, and I like the Saturday thing if you can do that.
So, yep, so we have appointments available on Saturday the 26th. So we can't do it this Saturday. We have a minimum of a five
Okay.
business day waiting period. So the earliest we would be able to do is the 22nd. But since you're interested in a Saturday, we'll be able to get you in on Saturday, October 26th. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available. Which time works best for you?
Let's go with the 10.
The 10 a.m.? All right.
Yep.
All right. All right, Nicholas, I'm getting you scheduled for October 26th at 10 a.m. That appointment can take up to 2 hours if need be. That 10 a.m. start time is a window, so don't worry if our technician isn't exactly there at 10. They do have to, travel. They have to make sure they have everything ready to go.
Yeah.
So they may be a little bit later than 10, so don't worry about that. But we're getting that signed up. Do you have any message or notes you would like to add for this appointment, such as like having our technician give you a call or text before they arrive?
Yeah, that's fine. And can I request a technician send all of us?
It usually goes to whoever is, available.
It's fine. I'm only joking. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nicholas, I got you started. You're good to go. You're successfully enrolled. At this time, you'll receive two different emails. The first email is going to be just a confirmation of the order, going over a bit of the details of what we went over today, as well as giving you an order number. The second email is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. It's going to have a link inside of it for you to click to sign in for the first time, as well as providing a temporary password. This password will allow you your first time login, allow you to set up your security questions and make changes so that you can set your new permanent password. If you do have any issues with setting up that password for your account at any time, go ahead and give us a call back and we would be happy to get that fixed for you.
Okay, perfect. So I don't need to call you back to send my banking information. I can do that right online then too.
You can do that online. That is correct.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll do that.
All right, Nicholas, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, we're all good. The 26th at 10 a.m.
That is correct. And you also that confirmation will also have that installation appointment ready to go. If there's nothing else,
okay.
Nicholas, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. I'm very sure Emily is going to be very, very happy about that. And have
nice.
A wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.